It's a good time to be making trendy hamburgers. Shake Shack is a burger chain out of New York. 15 years ago, it was a single hot dog cart. Well, today it became a publicly traded company, and investors gobbled up its IPO. Shares started at $21 and closed at $45. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on what's behind the appetite for Shake Shack.
Aaron Allen, a consultant, says a revolution is taking place in the restaurant business. People want their food fast, but they don't want fast food. They want to see their made-to-order food put together right in front of them.
If you take Red Lobster and Olive Garden, TGI Fridays, IHOP, Applebee's, Chili's, add them all together, and their valuation is less than just Chipotle.
Allen says Shake Shack hopes to be the Chipotle of burgers. But there is already a lot of competition from chains such as Five Guys, In-N-Out, and Habit Burger. But he says the so-called fast casual movement has been very profitable and is expected to more than triple its sales within the next decade.
This sector is actually cannibalizing parts of the industry.
It's certainly taking a bite out of McDonald's, which this week announced its CEO would step down amid global sales problems. Allen says fast casual has a leg up on traditional fast food. The assembly line format requires both less space and fewer employees, a restaurant's main expenses. And he says Shake Shack, Chipotle, and others focus on fewer menu items with better, healthier ingredients. McDonald's, he says, cannot recast itself to fit the current trend.
Part of the reason that there hasn't been more innovation there is because the supply chain is built around heavily processed frozen food product. And so to change the product offering, you'd have to re-engineer everything from the supply chain to the kitchen layouts to the training systems and more.
It's 3 o'clock, which is pretty late for lunch, but every single table here at Shake Shack in downtown D.C. is taken. The menu is fairly limited, 5 basic options for burgers, 4 for hot dogs, and 7 flavors of shakes. Shake Shack customer Jason Cheever is the restaurant industry's prize consumer. He dines out 8 to 10 times a week, often at salad and Mediterranean chains.
More healthy, fast casual, not necessarily fast food. I have a Sweet Green right next to my house. I'll go there. I'll go to Roti, like faster food places that like have quality ingredients.
Cheever, who is 29, says most of his peers feel the same way.
They will rather pay a few dollars more to go somewhere that has better food and is healthier for you, and they know that the people that are making it are preparing it in a sanitary environment.
Public investors will pressure Shake Shack to grow quickly from its current base of 63 stores, says Dean Small. Small is president and CEO of Synergy Restaurant Consultants.
Growing strategically, finding the right locations, the right sites, will be one of the biggest challenges.
Especially with so many other restaurants with similar models nipping at their heels. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.